I'm your host, Bird. This is another edition of a lunch special, and today, from the Stanford student body, we have Stuart McGregor Dennis. And Mr. Dennis, how you doing today?
I'm doing very well.
Have you ever been to KZSU?
I've never been into the office, but I actually spoke on it one time last week.
You spoke on KZSU?
Yeah, I did.
How did you do that?
So, just coming back, you said it was a rough start, and it's been a pretty intense week. Just came off the back of election season here at Stanford.
Yeah, the special fees election. Well, there's all kind of stuff that you guys vote about, right?
There's special fees, there's candidates, there's segues. If you saw the flip side, they put in their special fee request for a segue, and they actually got it. So, you're going to see them cruising around one of those soon.
So you were here at you came here to KZSU.
No, I was actually speaking in White Plaza. Yeah.
Oh, okay, and they broadcast it over the air.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, very cool. You are the Senate Treasurer, and tell you what, let's play some music. You brought a bunch of music on your iPod today, right?
Yeah, I did.
Let's play some music first, and then we'll come back and talk about your role here on campus.
Sounds good, Bird.
Hit it.
father a replacement. I swear now I can't take it. Knowing somebody's got my baby. And now you ain't around, baby, I can't think. I should've put it down, should've got that ring. Cause I can still feel it in the air. See a pretty face, run my fingers through her hair. My love, my life, my shawty, my wife. She left me, I'm tight. Cause I knew that it just ain't right. I was thinking about her. Trying to get my usher on, but I can't let it burn. And I just hope she know that she the only one I yearn for. More and more I miss her, what will I learn? Didn't give her all my love, I guess now I got my payback. Now I'm in the club thinking all about my baby. Hey, she was so easy to love. But wait, I guess that love wasn't enough. I'm going through it every time that I'm alone. And now I'm missing, wishing she'd pick up the phone. But she made a decision that she wanted to move on. Cause I was wrong. And I was thinking about her. Somebody put your hands up. Let it burn and you wish you could give them everything. I was thinking about her.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's some news that I didn't know about, and so we're sitting here with the incoming student body vice president. He was the Senate treasurer until last Friday. And on the, if you get a copy of the Stanford Daily, or I guess you can go online at stanforddaily.com, you'll see Stuart McGregor Dennis and his running mate, the incoming president of the student body, Michael Cruz. And you, this picture was taken. It's on the front page of the Stanford Daily today. This picture was taken last Friday when you were at Coho celebrating. You won the election, so you're now the incoming Stanford student body vice president. So
there's a picture of me on the front page of the Daily with a pretty ferocious smile on my face, I'd say.
Is that a smile? It looks more like a kind of a growl.
I think I'm a bit of a growl celebrator, I have to say.
And what made you want to run for office like that?
Well, I never really did any student government stuff in high school, and then when I came to Stanford, I tried a bunch of different things, got into it, and started kind of loving it. I mean, I'm wearing the Stanford hat in the front page of the Daily, and I'm wearing it right now. And
is that a big deal?
Yeah, I mean, just being a part of the community is pretty huge. And it's just, it's a way that you can give back, but so you can put a lot in, but you can get a lot out at the same time. So I think it's a pretty awesome combination.
Now, you're part of the class of 2013. That means you'll yep. be graduating year after next.
Yep. Still got a few years.
So you're a freshman. No, you're a sophomore.
I'm a sophomore.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And how did you hook up with your running mate, Michael Cruz, who's now the incoming student body president?
So Michael was actually on the Senate as well.
Okay.
For the first part of the year, and then he transferred out to fill in some other spaces. But basically, we got to know each other there. We did AXCOM again, just
what is AXCOM?
AXCOM is the Axe Committee. We guard the Stanford Axe from Berkeley.
Oh, that one, right?
Yeah,
AXCOM.
Exactly.
Oh, I see.
So it's basically about supporting the football team during that season.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd hang out sometimes in that arena. And then we got to know each other and decided it'd be a cool thing to do. And then the last few weeks have been a roller coaster.
How long did you have the run? What is it? Just a couple of weeks?
So, I mean, the actual process of running, there's kind of a slow build-up stage, and probably a fair bit of the end of last quarter. There were endorsement interviews. There were random other planning and things like that.
Did you guys have to announce you were running together as running mates?
Yeah, you have to petition.
How far out is that? Was that a month ago or 6 months ago?
That was about a month ago.
So you got a real compressed time period there. 30 days, hit it, get to
yeah,
go?
Yeah, it's no 18-month period here.
Sure, right.
I mean, I'd have to have declared when I was an incoming freshman, probably.
And how many people were in the field of that you were running against?
So it was an interesting year, actually, this year, because so every year there's a Chappie slate, which is basically the Stanford Chaparral put up a joke slate every year. This year was a father-son combination.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was a Hertz-Cogshill Family for Excellence. And then, but there was only one other serious contender, which was the Tenzin Vasquez slate. They were very impressive. They're both highly accomplished, and in the end it was pretty tight.
How'd you guys beat them?
We
handed out
elbow
$20 bills around campus, or what?
Yeah, we bought votes.
You did?
No. Actually, because there's a spending limit. It was something that we put in the Senate this year that now you can only spend $1,000. So, unfortunately, there were fortunately, there were no Meg Whitmans in this race.
So let's get into a little bit of the grease of it. What did you guys actually do? What do you attribute your winning to? Was it that you just went out and shook enough hands, talked to enough people? Did you use social media like they took over Egypt? Were you on the Twitter and the Facebook and all that?
It was exactly like the protests in Egypt, how we riled people up using social media. I'd say that that it was a combination. I'm a computer science major myself. I definitely tried to leverage a lot of that stuff in terms of
getting the people from the computer science department on board, you mean?
Not necessarily. I mean, hopefully that as well, but probably more in terms of leveraging my tech skills.
Using the social media.
Yeah, either using social media or different personalized outreach efforts through tech. I'd say that was a pretty huge side in the last few days. So it was kind of intense, and we actually had the Stanford Daily editorial board come out against us in terms of their endorsement.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude.
Not only did they come out against us, but they came out pretty fervently against Michael Cruz, my running mate.
Really? Why?
So, I mean, my opinion is it was pretty highly politicized. They had a couple people on the editorial board who had been on, I know it's a microcosm of actual world politics,
mm-hmm.
But they'd had a couple people who had been on the 11th Senate with Michael Cruz, and it had been a bit of a battle zone every week, and there had come away with some scars, and basically they wrote an article that was a hit piece on him. And they basically said, oh, Stuart's good, he has some cool technology, but why doesn't he just become technology chair? And then they were like, Michael's really bad. So the last few days, we kind of had really stepped it up. I basically tried to meet, like, maybe, I was probably meeting like 300 people every day.
Physically or on social media?
Physically.
Okay.
I mean, socially, I don't even know how many people, but we drove over 5,500 people to our website, which is like almost a third of the Stanford student body.
I was going to say, what's the voting pool like? So it's 15,000?
We drove more people to our website than from the Stanford student body than voted in the total election with everything combined.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. And what's the percentage of students of the student body that end up voting?
So it was 60% of the undergraduate body, over 60%, which is the highest turnout ever.
Really?
Yeah. With the graduate student body, because they're less affected and because they care less, they tend to turn out not in smaller numbers.
Interesting. The guest today, Stuart McGregor Dennis, former Senate Treasurer here at Stanford, now the incoming student body vice president, along with his running mate, the new incoming president, Michael Cruz. Michael's not here today, but Stuart is. Why don't you talk to Michael? Let's get him on the air.
I'll hit him up with an email later.
Yeah, I think we got an opening next month. You did bring some music because that's what this show is about. What do we got? First of all, what did you open the show with?
So I actually opened the show with "Shake It" by Metro Station.
Okay.
Which was the first song I heard here at Stanford.
Oh, really?
And yeah, so I did "Spot," which is Stanford pre-orientation trips, and basically that's the song they woke us up to. Love it. Great Stanford memories. I wanted to play it again.
Yeah, that whole process of coming in is supposed to be pretty infamous as well. What are you going to play for the folks next?
So I'm going to play, if my computer works, I'm going to play a Blink-182 song called "Feeling This," which I really like.
Fire it up.
I'll fire it up as soon as my computer fires up there, Bird.
Oh, we're still waiting on that?
Yeah, but it should be good. It's a bit of a classic in my eyes, at the very least.
Let's talk a little bit more about your origins. You're from, is it ready?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. It made it. Isn't that funny how you got to wait on these computers?
I know.
Doesn't that just make you like, doesn't that drive you crazy?
Yeah, I don't even know why I'm a computer science major, really, Bird.
Really?
Yeah.
Why are you a computer science major?
I actually love technology.
You do?
Yeah, I never really did see like programming stuff before I came here, but then when I put my fingers on the keyboard, it was hard to take them off. And
you probably hit it when you were a little kid. I mean,
well, my dad loves computer technology.
So since you can remember, you were probably around a computer, right?
Yeah, I mean, I was around a computer, but I wasn't necessarily typing code on it. So that's a slight difference.
When did you become a code monkey?
I became one like a full. I'd say a full-fledged code monkey last summer when I was actually programming. I had a software internship, mm-hmm. and I was basically programming 10 hours a day at least.
Really?
Yeah.
Sitting in a cube, typing on a keyboard for 10 hours?
It's as fun as it sounds, Bert.
Is it?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Is that thing ready?
Yeah, I think it's ready.
Okay, let's try it.
Of you. summer. Raise your old hand in mine. I'll leave when I wanna.
Stuart McGregor Dennis, the new incoming student body vice president, along with his running mate. If you want to see what he looks like, you can log on to StanfordDaily.com and you'll see a picture of him on the front page. They were at the coffee house, the what's called the Coho here, Friday night, celebrating when this picture was taken. It looks like when you guys just first found out that you won, huh?
Yeah, that's correct.
How does that process work? Is it tallied on a screen or something with the votes coming in? Or
no, so we stand there in the Coho, and the election commissioner reads it excruciatingly slowly out loud.
Really?
And they leave the exact to the last as well. So they read every single election result, and then they read out the exact. And
wow.
They also read it in a way that, so they do runoff voting. So
if you don't get your first pick, it switches over to your second pick?
Yeah, so, exactly. So basically, after they announced the first one, I was rapidly trying to do the math in my head. I was like, have we won? Has it swung our way? Can they win? And then as soon as I heard the final numbers, I think I just went through a series of fist pumping in the air and just bear hugged pretty much everyone in the room.
Now, you used a lot of social media in this thing. You said you drove 5,000 people to your website, right?
Yeah, significantly more, about 5,500 uniques.
And even though you weren't raised in the United States, you're aware of, you know, the political system and how we vote and how the, you know, the whole elongated running and all that, right, in the United States?
Yeah, I mean, I followed the last presidential election.
Did you? Oh, wait. Yeah. How do you think that new social media is going to change not just presidential, but all politics? You think it's going to? You know, the Twitter and the Facebook and the, you know, it didn't used to be that you didn't have to use a computer to, you use computers, but I mean, it wasn't so important.
Sure.
You think it's going to be a lot more important coming up in the future, say in 2012 in the next presidential race?
I think it is completely. I mean, I think if you look at the political climate around the world right now and in terms of some of the disruption and the links to social media, it's pretty huge.
Yeah.
I think probably one of the Malcolm Gladwell has a great article on it in the New Yorker where he talks about the difference between hierarchies and networks and social media. But kind of one of the main points is that before where you might find it hard to actually figure out if the rest of the country is feeling discontent at a particular leader, you can now find out. You can kind of see the social proof. You can see the number of people that are actually rising up and criticizing a government. Or you can see the people that are in support.
So you think that's going to help democracy?
I think so. I think if democracy means giving people what they want, if it means giving the collective what it wants.
What does democracy mean to you?
I think it means something along those lines, that you actually have faith and trust that that when people are left to make decisions on their own or guided, that in the long they might make quite a few bad mistakes, but in the long term they'll make the right ones, and in the long term the sum collective of those decisions will lead to a good future.
And how do you see your role as the incoming vice president? Stuart McGregor Dennis is our guest. If you just tuned in, he was Senate treasurer here at part of the student body, and just got voted in last Friday as vice president underneath Michael Cruz, your running mate. And how do you see your role, and what kind of things do you see that you're going to be? What kind of change are you going to be able to affect?
So, Bert, I think it's there's a few different folds to the role. I think the first one that really hits me is that we ran under this banner of Stanford 2.0, which for me at least is really about kind of leveraging some of the Web 2.0 social entrepreneurship and technological components that you really see in Silicon Valley these days.
What does that mean when you say 2.0?
So it's kind of this idea of Web 2.0 is what we took it from,
okay.
Which is really about the second wave of internet. So the first wave was just documents online, so text, right?
Okay.
But if you go to a website now, it doesn't look like that anymore. It's pretty different. It's far more interactive,
oh.
And you see just like this other layer of complexity. There's it's a term that's pretty loaded with meaning.
Kind of like the New World Order, like welcome to the new thing. And what do you think 3.0 is going to look like?
3.0, I mean, we're going to be driving around in spaceships.
Oh, it's going to be a while before we get to 3.0?
It's going to be a bit. I mean, I'm just shooting for 2.1 right now, Bert.
Okay, 2.1 will be the next one. Okay, we got some more music queued up. Let's play some, and we'll get back and talk to the brand new student body vice president, Stuart McGregor Dennis. What do you got for the folks right now?
I got All the Lights. It's a song that was pumping me up throughout the election, so I just want to play it for you guys as well and hope it pumps you up too.
Cool.
Nigga dead. I slapped my girl. She called the feds. I did that time and spent that bread. I'm headed home. I'm almost there. I'm on my way. Headed up the stairs. To my surprise, a nigga replacing me. I had to take him to that ghetto university. All the lights, top lights, flashlights, spotlights, strobe lights, street lights. All of the lights, all of the lights. Me in that order, public visitation. We met at Borders, told her she'd take me back. I'll be more supportive. I made mistakes, I bumped my head. The court sucked me dry. I spent that bread. She need a daddy, baby, please. Can't let her grow up in that ghetto university. All of the lights, top lights, flashlights, spotlights, strobe lights, street lights. All of the lights, all of the lights.
back with Stuart McGregor Dennis, incoming vice president of the student body. And who was that right there, Stuart?
That was All the Lights by Kanye West.
Cool. And you said you got a real infamous one now that what carried you through the campaign?
Yeah, I mean, this one is a bit of a throwback for a lot of the people. It'll be a little bit of a change-up from the last couple songs, but if you've been around Stanford, you might recognize it. If you've been around the big game or the band, they tend to play that during just before the big game, just on repeat. And I had it on repeat in my head quite a lot during the election season.
Have your musical tastes changed since you got to Stanford?
They might have been broadened a little bit. I already had a pretty wide range. My musical taste is basically that, one, I listen to stuff depending on what mood I'm in, and two, I don't tend to have favorite artists particularly. I just, when I hear a song, I'm like, I love that song. And then I just, I tend to go with songs rather than albums.
And even though you grew up in Scotland, you were exposed to music from all over the world?
Yeah, I mean, there's still, maybe I'll play a couple songs that are kind of contemporary Scottish ones. But basically, yeah, there's a fairly similar cultural musical sense over there in Scotland. I'd say I'd been exposed to the majority of what people listen to over here. Maybe there's some stuff that's more local to California that I'd never heard.
Hmm. Well, let's check out this next one you got coming up.
Thank you. Tonight, I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive. And the world, I'm turning inside out. I'm floating around in ecstasy. So
don't stop me now.
She's Lois Lane, but when it's bad, it's awful. I feel so ashamed, I snap, who's that dude? get them chills, used to get them. Now you're getting fucking sick of looking at them. You swore you'd never hit them, never do nothing to hurt them. Now you're in each other's face, spewing venom in your words when you spit them. You push, pull each other's hair, scratch, claw, pit them, throw them down, pin them. So lost in the moments when you're in them, it's the rage that the cold drink controls your boat. So they say it best to call you separate ways. Guess if they don't know you, cause today, that was yesterday. Yesterday is over, it's a different day. Sound like broken records playing over what you promised them. Life is no Nintendo game, but you lie to game. Now you get to watch her leave out the window. Guess that's why they call it window pane.
Just gonna stand there and watch me burn. But that's alright, because I like the way it hurts. Just gonna stand there and hear me cry. But that's alright, because I love the way you lie. I love the way.
Now I know we said things, did things that we didn't mean. Then we fall back into the same patterns, same routine. But your temper's just as bad as mine is. You're the same as me when it comes to love, you're just as blinded. Baby, please come back, it wasn't you. Baby, it was me. Maybe our relationship isn't as crazy as it seems. Maybe that's what happens when a tornado meets a volcano. All I know is I love you too much to walk away though. Come inside, pick up your bags off the sidewalk. Don't you hear sincerity in my voice when I talk? I'ma tie to the bed and set this house on fire.
I'm just gonna stand there and watch me burn. But that's alright, because I like the way it hurts. Just gonna stand there and hear me cry. But that's alright, because I love the way you lie. I love the way.
Well, the hour is pretty much winding up and down now, and our guest today has been the incoming student body vice president, Stuart McGregor Dennis. Stuart, how'd you like being on the radio, man?
Feels great. It'll be cool to come on a couple times more.
Definitely. We want to get you and your running mate, the new student body president, Michael Cruz, on, and we're talking to the producers right now about that. And just for anybody that's listening here on campus, what's your new agenda going to be like?
So, I mean, they can go to stanford2.com right now and check it out. We had a very detailed plan of about 130 different points that we're going to accomplish. I was,
really?
Yeah, I was kind of thinking about it last night, and I want to be able to say at a certain point in our term, I want to write an op-ed saying we did everything, because there were people who looked at our platform and said, hey, it's great, it's detailed, but you can't do all of that. But, I mean, when people say that, you want to prove them wrong.
Wow. And an ambitious agenda.
Yep.
For this incoming team. And we wish you all the best, and we want to see you back here in May as soon as we got that next opening, okay?
Love to come back.
Great. What are we going to go out with?
So we're going to go out with Sugar We're Going Down by Fall Out Boy. It's one of my all-time favorites. It was a top played on my iTunes for a long time, and still would be if I had my old computer. Just a song I love, and it'll be a great way to finish off this and start a new week.
Very cool. Thank you.
And I'm more than you bargained for. flex, cock it and pull it, we're going down. Cock it and pull it.